But the voters now have the information.
Ms. Bimber, I understand what you're saying about the voters, but for you yourself, do you still continue to endorse Jay Jones? 15 seconds, yes or no?
We are all running our individual races. I believe my opponent has said that about her lieutenant governor.
We just want to clarify, you know, what you're saying is that as of now, you still endorse Jay Jones as attorney general.
I'm saying as of now, it's up to every voter to make their own individual decision.
You're a coward. You're a disgusting coward. All you have to say is, no, I don't stand by my endorsement. I hadn't seen those texts. I hope he runs his race. It's going to be up to the voters as to whether they want him as their AG. But no, I do not stand by my endorsement now that I've learned the full picture of who this man is. She wouldn't do it, Walter.
What I'm mystified. What prevents her from doing it?
Is
there some pact? Is there some pact that they make that, you know, some evil pact to all go down and rise together? We just fell down another flight of stairs into hell by even tolerating this guy for 5 seconds, because this isn't just rhetoric. Rhetoric is something aimed at the public. This was a revelation of his feelings and his backstage personality. You know, just as we've seen with Katie Porter, you know, her suddenly go, get out of my shot and stop being the sort of measured vice principal lady that she pretends to be. We saw behind the scenes here. And as someone who wrote a book, and I'm quite serious, about a psychopathic killer who was a friend of mine and who disguised himself for many years, you get very few shots.
Wait, what's the name of that book?
Blood Will Out. It's about a man who
literally, we all need to read it.
You really do. And it gives me great insight into the sociopathic mind. And sociopaths have a belief that that which is hidden isn't real, and that which is public is real, and only that. But this guy, somebody who knew him, somebody who was concerned, somebody who didn't want to do it and waited, finally felt a pang of conscience and showed us the behind the scenes reality of this man. And that we laugh that off and that we just pass it on and we don't require straight answers about it means, in an age of assassinations, it's one thing if this had come out 5 years, but you know, this is very germane at this point. Shows that we've lost not just our way, but maybe become monstrous ourselves.
Really good point. Like the timeliness of it.